Welcome back to Together in Mission, our World Bible School Global Conversation, where me, Brian Davis, president of World Bible School, and you, whether you're a volunteer, a student recruiter, a worker in one of our service centers where you coordinate the flow of mail lessons for our correspondence teaching process, we value you. We love hearing from you. We love your comments. We love your questions. And in this podcast, we will eventually have whole podcasts dedicated to those comments and questions. But we are beginning in this particular podcast series with our World Bible School values. Today, our value is one that is so important because it speaks to the trustworthiness of World Bible School. It's often been said that it is the easiest thing in the world to lose trust. You can lose trust in a matter of minutes, but it takes years to earn trust. And at World Bible School, we take this value very seriously. The way we say it, the way we phrase it, is this. Value number five, we practice good stewardship. Stewardship is one of those Bible principles that speaks volumes to whether people can trust you or not. You know, for World Bible School to work, a lot of people donate their hard-earned funds that they earn in their work, perhaps through different investments. They'll invest those funds to make World Bible School available to so many in the world. In fact, in our first 50 years of existence, those who contributed to World Bible School and invested in this ministry enabled us to offer World Bible School in every nation on earth. Whether that was through our paper studies or if it was through our digital studies, perhaps through our new video studies in our program called Methodus, which is just an anglicized word for the Greek term for disciple. But Methodus uses videos to interest people in studying the Word and then provides a network, a social network that World Bible School owns and manages that is a safe environment for people in groups to have discussions and chats with one another as together we plunge into the depths of God's Word. So we practice good stewardship in all that we do, in the crafting of our tools, in the distribution of our tools, in the formation of teams in every country. We want to be good stewards. God has blessed us with tools and resources to equip the Brotherhood for evangelism. These tools must be effective, well-maintained, and adaptable to meet the needs of the Lord's church and those seeking to know Christ. God has blessed World Bible School with talented staff. We are to care for, respect, and love fellow staff members. We should seek to help one another succeed in accomplishing and upholding our shared mission, vision, and goals as a ministry and as a ministry team. God has blessed World Bible School with funds and generous donors to cover the costs associated with carrying out our shared mission and goals. We are to use these funds with accountability and wise discernment, avoiding frivolous and unnecessary spending and honoring our donor intent. We should look to grow and maximize all the blessings God has given to us. In order to grow, some decisions require us to invest and take risks into new strategies and ideas. Risk can be healthy and wise for longevity and future success. However, we must always monitor, manage, and mitigate these risks through measurable checkpoints and balances, while maintaining healthy diversity across the ministry and to prevent unstewardly losses or catastrophic failures in our ministry efforts. We must respect the gravity of the responsibility of stewardship by considering the perspective of every gift. Just like the widow's mite and the parable of the widow's mite that Jesus shared with us in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. And that's the scripture I would like to share with you today. Before I share this scripture, this well-known story, I brought into the studio this particular gift that I received from a precious group of Christians in the church. They were just south of Johannesburg in the nation of South Africa. They were a group of Christians primarily from the Venda tribe, the Venda people group of South Africa. This congregation was one of the older congregations. It's the Chuelo Church of Christ in South Africa. A wonderful, wonderful assembly of people. And they invited us to share in a gospel meeting with them. And as often happens, they shared a gift with me and my wife. This is some of the beadwork of the Venda people. And you see the intricate craftsmanship of this beadwork. This is a bracelet. Just beautiful. But when people give you a precious gift, you think to yourself, well, because I didn't pay for it, I can just abuse it or lose it or throw it away or trash it. Of course not. You don't think that way. When we are given a precious gift, we think, wow, someone invested in this and cared enough about me to give it to me and entrust it to my care. Jesus entrusts his mission to us. When we become Christians, he entrusts his grace to us. And it's such a precious gift. We want to take care of our Christian lives. We want to, as Christians, to take care of the mission entrusted to us because it is so precious. These are the principles given to us in the story of the widow's mite. In Mark chapter 12, verse 41, it reads, "And he sat down opposite the treasury and began observing how the people were putting money into the treasury." Here Jesus was in the temple area, and people were giving their contributions at the temple. "And many rich people were putting in large sums." Verse 42 says, "A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent." Calling his disciples to him, he said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributions to the treasury. For they all put in out of their surplus, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she owned, all she had to live on." This beautiful story speaks to the responsibility of stewardship in all that we do at World Bible School. World Bible School tries to help our service centers, tries to help our student recruiters from time to time with resources, and those resources need to be understood within this story of the widow's mite. Quite often, some widow lady of the church has actually contributed those funds for us to use in sharing the gospel and extending the kingdom of Christ on earth today. And whether it's those of us here or who are here at the headquarter offices in Austin, Texas, or whether it's a volunteer student recruiter who receives some funds for transport to go out and recruit students when that's available, all that we do with those funds, we must be good stewards in that. And so that's why practicing good stewardship is one of our key values at World Bible School. Think about that. Pray about that. If you're working with a group of people, whether as volunteers or at a service center, discuss the principle and the value of being good stewards. And let's challenge ourselves to make the maximum use of the resources God places within our hands to do the maximum good in his kingdom. Today, we have another wonderful special report, a live report. Again, I'm recording this ahead of time, but in a few short weeks, after I visit Zambia and after I visit the country of Uganda, I will also be visiting the country of Kenya. Kenya has a special place in my heart in that it was the country that received me as a missionary student back in, I suppose, the 1980s, that would have been. Missionaries had been working in that area. Churches had been established, and the church had matured. The church had developed elders, and they received some of us missionary students into their midst in order to help mentor us, to teach us how to be effective evangelists cross-culturally in our world today. I had the wonderful pleasure of studying in the city of Sautik. It's a little town in western Kenya. The Kipsigis tribe, the Kipsigis people group of that area, received me, and many of their leaders invested in me as a young man to teach me how to share the faith of the Lord's work in not only in Kenya, but in any culture I might find myself. And those have been guiding principles in my life. And so we have returned, my wife and I have returned to the capital city of Nairobi. Because of time constraints, we weren't able to travel to every place in Kenya where World Bible School is at work, but we were able to visit with the service center in Nairobi and a wonderful congregation that uses World Bible School tools, the Komorok Church of Christ in that great city. We also received as visitors many people from other cities who came in to greet us and to coordinate better with us as we seek to be effective and good stewards in the nation of Kenya. I hope you enjoy and are blessed by this live report from Kenya.
For Together in Mission, we're here live in the great country of Kenya in the capital city of Nairobi. I'm here at the Komorok Church of Christ with an incredible group of young people, also joined by one of their elders, Elder Boniface. Appreciate him being here with us. And also one of their evangelists, Joshua Ogada. Is that right? I got it right. Very good. Joshua has been instrumental in helping the young adults of this congregation reach out in mission, putting their faith in action, learning to verbalize the message of the gospel for their people in their environments, in their communities, and even beyond their immediate city community to the outlying towns and villages within Kenya. This really is the kind of place where you want to have good tools. You know, every time you plant a garden, when my father was teaching me to plant a garden, he introduced me to some good tools. But he put them in front of me on the ground and he said, you know, they don't do anything unless you pick them up and put them to use. World Bible School is a good tool for sowing the seed of the gospel. But it takes people who are brave enough to pick it up and use it. Mm-hmm. Now, you young people have shared your stories of how you're using these tools, and even some of the stories about how that leads you into some very scary situations, perhaps, with baptizing in the middle of the night, crocodile-infested waters. Hopefully not. But it takes courage even to share your faith. It takes courage to put your faith into words because people can make fun of you. They can belittle you. They can refute you. They can even persecute you. Now, as an elder in the church, Brother Boniface, what does it mean to see the courage of these young people in action in the congregation?
It's very encouraging, especially amongst the young, because we want to see this church to grow, to be faithful, to be a light, to be able to send the gospel faithfully into the future. I want one time when I go into heaven, I can look back and see that the young people here are holding on to the faith and continue to share the gospel to a dark world. So when I see them growing in their courage, in their knowledge, in their outreach, it's very encouraging us, giving us hope for the future.
That's right. That's right. And you don't have any white hair that I see, but you're an elder in the church. I'm an elder in the church, but I have all this white hair. We're getting older, aren't we? I can't tell with you. We're getting older, aren't we? I'm going to take your word for it. We're getting older. And seeing you young people take up the task of the Lord and put it into your lives and put it into action. That's very encouraging. I was just joking with this young man. His name is Fidel. And in the Congo, where I'm privileged to visit sometimes, they will have a song that says, Fidel jusqu'à la mort, faithful unto death.
Amen.
Yes, absolutely, amen. You have a noble name, but really that's what we as elders want to see in the young people of the churches of Christ.
He has that conviction.
He has that conviction. That's right. I believe it. I believe it. This is so important to see our young people putting their faith in action, putting their faith into words, and World Bible School is committed to making tools that are quality, that are sound, that are using modern technologies in ways that help us to reach new areas of the world. We're committed to making these tools the best tools on earth. Anytime you have input for us on how we can make our tools better, that's important to me, that's important to all of us at World Bible School, and your input is just as important as anyone on earth. And I want this team to know, as you're putting things into action, you let us know what's working for you, what's not working for you, and if you have suggestions, we want to work together in mission to make our tools the best and to make the world have the opportunity to know who Jesus is. Yes, give yourselves a hand for a fantastic. Now, Sam, before we leave, I'm going to ask you to smile for the camera. All right. This is Brian Rex Davis in Kenya, working together in mission. May God bless you as you share Jesus.
Amen.
For Together in Mission, we are here in beautiful East Africa, the country of Kenya, and the beautiful city of Nairobi, the capital of Kenya. We're here with two very special people at this point in Nairobi. And the first one is Richard Karima. Richard has had a long and fruitful work with World Bible School in Kenya, and you are the country coordinator of our service center here in the Nairobi office.
Amen.
Tell us a little bit about your history and what you've been doing with World Bible School over the years, and tell us about this beautiful facility we're in.
Yeah, let me start with the facility here. The facility, we have two offices here, World Bible School Office 1 and World Bible School Office 2, which is in the other part of this institution. And we also have a storage facility where we store all the materials that we have for World Bible School and even those we distribute to other places in the country and also across the borders. So we are glad that God has brought us this far. Basically, myself as Richard Karima, I thank God for having brought me this far. When I came to Nairobi here, still I had known about World Bible School. I was in Mombasa before I came to Nairobi. And I'm glad and I'm lucky to have seen Barclay Hackett, the founder of this institution, one-on-one. So he was operating a World Bible School also here.
Yes, Barclay Hackett, a missionary, long-time missionary.
Long time.
Wonderful fellow. And where are we? What is this building that we're in?
This is KCHI compound where we have a technical school as well as a preacher school.
Okay.
And where we are here, the World Bible School where it is hosted, it is church office.
Okay, very church good. Office, and there is a congregation of the Churches of Christ that meets here?
Yeah, there is a congregation of Church of Christ, which is Nairobi. Nairobi Church of Christ.
Okay, wonderful. It's a beautiful campus, a great blessing of God that the folks here allow us to have offices.
May Amen.
And around the world, sister ministries work hand in hand with World Bible School.
Amen.
As I always say, I was just visiting with the folks in Uganda,
amen,
and saying there's no competition for lost people in the kingdom of God. There's plenty of lost people, and so if we work together, so much more happens in the evangelization of the world. And we appreciate these folks very deeply.
Yeah, and that's it. Surely God has brought us this far in his kingdom. We are very much glad in that, because through this World Bible School, souls are being saved. People are reconciled to Christ just because of this this tool of World Bible School. So in Kenya, annually here we get about 50 people to 100 people being baptized into much water, which is very much commendable. And people are also learning in schools and also in churches, in colleges, where we are making outreach.
Sure.
We are making the World Bible School material be studied there. And God is doing us great. We thank him for that.
That's wonderful.
What we are hoping as of now onwards, we have just begun the journey.
Yes.
We are praying that actually God open ways so that it's possible for every individual to hear and be reconciled to Christ. That's our prayer.
Amen. Amen. Mm. Well, there's a young man to your left. I'm sorry, to my left, to your right. If you'll pass your microphone to him, I want to introduce Joshua Ogada. Is that correct? Did I get it right?
You got it right.
All right. I've seen your picture many times. In fact, this is my first time meeting Richard as well. And so it's a great privilege and honor to meet both of you. Richard, you're an evangelist. Joshua, you're an event. Let me start over. Okay. Because we'll cut here in the video. Okay. So, Richard, to your right, you have a young man here with us who is also using World Bible School tools, and this is Joshua Ogada.
Yes, right.
Joshua, you are an evangelist at one of the local congregations here that is using World Bible School tools, and as a younger person of the next generation, Richard and I are older in our generation, although Richard, you don't have any white hair yet. I don't know how you do that. I'm completely white-headed now, but our age gives us much wisdom, doesn't it?
Yes, that's right.
But we so respect the next generation coming up and learning to use these tools and reaching out for Jesus to the lost of our world. And so, Joshua, tell us about your congregation that you work with. Tell us about how World Bible School tools are being used there and perhaps some of the results you're seeing.
Yes, we've been using World Bible School for the last 5 years, and I have a passion for young people. I have a passion for school ministries. And 5 years ago, I walked into a school and I asked them for an opportunity to share the gospel with the students. And so I was given that opportunity. And one of the tools that has proved to be effective in outreach and evangelism is World Bible School Master Series courses.
Sure.
And when I went to the school and preached, shared a message with them, and gave them the flyers, the first lesson, they asked us to come back again. And so World Bible School is really proving to be an effective tool that opens doors for us to reach out to students within schools in Kenya. And we are seeing very good results, and some of these students are asking to be added to the body of Christ even through baptism.
Sure.
And if I can just give one of the last schools that we visited, in rural Kenya, in a place called Isili, in a place called Kisii.
Yes.
After preaching the message and asking the students, it was a Seventh-day Adventist school.
Mm.
We went there, we preached, we introduced World Bible School, And we asked the students how many of them want to put on Christ in baptism. And 15 of them said they want to put on Christ in baptism.
That's wonderful.
It was a Seventh-day Adventist school.
Wow.
But because of the approvals and authorization from their parents, and being a Seventh-day Adventist school, they didn't allow us to do it, but the impact was felt, yes. And we gave the chaplain the challenge of following up on those students, and we believe that through World Bible School, we are seeing the fruits, we are seeing more students coming to church and putting on Christ in baptism, and this is something that we cannot overemphasize. It's World Bible School is just a wonderful tool that has helped us to penetrate places that we never imagined we would have.
Sure. And I've seen a lot of your reports and pictures from your congregation. It's the Comarock,
yes,
Church of Christ, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In Nairobi.
Yes.
And a longtime missionary friend of me and my wife, Carla Dean Thompson, is there, and she always is good to forward your reports and pictures. And a lot of your members are making use of those tools and actually participating, aren't they?
Yes. One of the things that we've done, because I cannot do that work all by myself.
Sure.
So what I've done is I've engaged our young professionals at our congregations. We've trained them how to do evangelism. And World Bible School is a tool that we use for outreach and evangelism. So what we do, we have four missions outside of Nairobi every year. Mm. Every quarter we have one mission outside Nairobi where we go to the rural places. We train the local preachers how they can use World Bible School as a tool for evangelism. And we help them. We go out in the marketplaces. We go out in the villages recruiting people to World Bible School courses. And what we've seen over the years is that we've trained an army of recruiters all over Kenya, and the work is just starting.
Yes.
And I want to say that you'll see the results, and in the next few years, you'll start seeing more and more people getting to enroll to World Bible School courses, and this will also translate to more people coming to the kingdom of God.
Sure. And helping those young people actually put to practice their skills in the Lord as young Christians learn to share their faith with others.
Yes. And they are so passionate and they have the energy. They are young people. And one of the things that we see in them is that they have the passion, they have the time, they have the energy. And it's just one way of making good use of their abilities.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
One special thing with Comarock is every brother, every sister at Comarock is a disciple maker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We tell them, you are a disciple maker. Once you become a member of the church and you've been baptized and you're a member there, we ask you to go out and make more disciples.
Absolutely.
Because that is our great commission, to go out and make more disciples.
And World Bible School is just one of many tools that can help them do that. And we try to make it one of the best tools on earth as we work hard to make our tools very easy to use, but also very powerful in the message that it delivers. Thank you for all you're doing at the Comarock congregation. Okay, so Richard, one of the things about World Bible School courses is that many people don't have a Bible themselves. But about half of what is printed in the World Bible School courses is just Bible text. Mm-hmm. To where if they will read the text in the red, that's actually the Bible printed in the courses,
yes,
and all of the questions and discussion come straight from the text.
Yes.
What has been your experience over the years about the trustworthiness of the Bible lessons in the World Bible School courses?
Excellent. Actually, the scriptures which are there, they are totally biblical.
Sure.
And they are touching to the soul. Whoever is reading is just inspired, because that's the word of God.
Yes.
But also on top of that, what we recommend, I remember when I was learning World Bible School myself.
Sure.
With my World Bible School teacher.
Yes.
In the Hayes. He sent me Bibles.
Yes.
He sent me Bibles so that not only shall I rely with the Bible text on the textbook that I'm being given, but also I have a holy book which I can refer even to scriptures that are not indicated in the booklets.
Right.
So that one was an inspiring tool.
Sure.
So we also pray that if it will be available, then let it be given as it used to be to whoever is really studying with the World Bible School and complains that, me, I do not have a Bible. How can I continue with this? Bring me a Bible. Well, if it's there,
sure.
It should be given out.
Yes.
And if maybe not now, but in the future, you will get one. At least that one motivates whoever is reading.
Absolutely.
And, we will be doing a good job in the kingdom of God.
Well, God has blessed us greatly over the last 5 or 6 years.
Amen.
We've been able to distribute over 500,000 Bibles.
Amen.
During that time, and we don't want to let up now. We want to keep going.
Yes.
And get the Word of God into the hands of people.
Amen.
And so students especially who study through course number 5,
yes,
they've proven themselves to be really solid students.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a time when we often advise people, this is a good time, if you can, to send them a Bible. And then we try to make those World Bible School study Bibles, which are really a high quality.
Mm-hmm.
They hold up well in different environments. Mm-hmm. And they've got about 100 pages of wonderful study notes in the back.
Amen.
And so we're grateful to God that He's provided that tool for us over the years, and we hope to see that to grow.
The Bible on itself,
yes,
is a tool of evangelization.
Yes.
That's the Bible alone.
Yes.
You know what? When someone sees somebody gotten a Bible from the World Bible School, then he asks, how did you get this Bible? And then he's being told, I started World Bible School.
Yes.
And I got this.
Yeah.
And then he says, me also, I would like to be one.
That's right.
So that one also recruits somebody.
Sure.
So it's a tool on itself. So we encourage, if they can be available as much as it can be, let us have them.
Sure.
We can still have places to contain all those facilities just for the glory of God.
That's right. That's
right. The glory of God. So my take is that now and in the future, we are very much praying that the Word of God expands,
yes,
even to the hardest areas in Africa here.
Yeah.
In Africa. Because I you are also a witness, there are areas we haven't even touched and even dreamed of.
Sure.
There. But now things have changed. The digital world,
yes,
has changed everything.
Yes.
People in the areas where it was hard,
yes,
for the gospel to reach there, it is there.
Sure.
So we are praying that really that move toward that direction, it will help us to change the world.
Absolutely.
Because actually it motivates everyone who comes around it. And that's our prayer.
That's right. So it's been my privilege to meet Richard Karima and Joshua Ogada. And I want to pray a special prayer for them that God will bless everything they do. I appreciate Richard,
amen,
all that you've done in,
amen,
over the years.
Thank you.
And Joshua, thank you for what you're doing with the next generation.
Amen.
Let's close with a word of prayer.
Amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that has been done and so many stories and so many lives touched. We pray that you would give us the vision and the empower us to spread your gospel to every corner of Kenya, of Africa, and of the world.
Amen.
We thank you for these faithful servants, and we pray that you would bless them and their families in every way. Please bless us as we bless the world with knowing Jesus. In his mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.